Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Bottle reds, bottle whites, whatever kind of mood you're in tonight.
All right, it's Dave Plyer back with you here on 720 WGN. Chicago and many of the burbs showcase their restaurants in their own respective restaurant weeks, and many of Chicago's neighborhood communities do the same. Next week is Edison Park Restaurant Week, Monday, September 27th through Sunday, October 3rd. And to join us to talk about it all is Amanda Harris, Executive Director of the Edison Park Chamber of Commerce. Nice to have you join us, Amanda.
Hi, Dave.
So talk to us a little bit about, I want to educate some people before we jump into all the mouths we're going to feed here during Restaurant Week, but tell us a little bit about the history of Edison Park.
So Edison Park is located on the northwest side of Chicago. We are welcome to about 30,000 residents. We started Edison Park Restaurant Week back in 2010 to bring a lot of people to Edison Park, because not a lot of people know about us up here way in the corner, and give them a taste of our neighborhood and all the restaurants that we feature here, because not many people know, but we have 14 restaurants. So this year, only 8 of our restaurants are deciding to join, and you will meet many of them today. And so what happens with Edison Park Restaurant Week is you will get an appetizer, an entree, and a dessert for a pre-fixed price.
I didn't know this. I was just doing a little research that there were two suburbs that formed Edison Park, right? So it was Canfield and Ridgelawn, like back in the late 1800s. And it claimed to be the first Northwest Side community with electricity. And I think that's where the Thomas Alva Edison Park came into play. And it's true that he gave the community his blessing to use his name. Which is crazy.
He did. He did. And we actually have his autograph and his certificate in our office.
Ah, that's pretty cool. That's pretty cool.
It is very cool.
Well, you know what? As you said, you know, we've got all the participating restaurants on the lines. And what I want everyone to do is first talk a little bit of the history of your place, how long you've been around, what specials you got featured for the week. And then we'll throw out your website as well. So let's start with Nono Pino's Mike Sheehan. Mike, what's going on, my friend?
Hey, Dave. How are you?
Good.
Good. History of the restaurant. Nono Pino's has been open 24 years. We're a staple up here on the northwest side, serving a lot of families, really family-friendly type restaurant. The last year, of course, has been difficult for all of us. But without the support of, like, really the best neighborhood in the city, we wouldn't have been able to get through it. It's been humbling to the end.
That's great.
In regards to Restaurant Week, like Amanda described, our prefixed meal, we'll be offering one of our specialties, the Pino Puffs, or shredded zucchini and cheese. There's also a butternut squash ravioli, and then sweets for desserts, homemade bread pudding or tiramisu, all in a handful of other dishes worked in there as well to kind of fit the season, seasonal meal.
Very nice, very nice. And you also do parties and for larger groups, family events, and so forth as well, right?
We do, yes. We do a lot of private events, baby showers, wedding showers, funeral luncheons, kind of all across the realm there.
Love that. Okay, and then what's your website, Mike?
NonoPinos.com.
Wonderful. All right. All right, we're going to move over to the Cara Irish Pub with Paul Leongas. Paul, welcome in.
Dave, how are you, bud?
I am great. I'm great. Tell us about you own a couple places, but let's focus on this one first.
Okay. Well, the Cara has been around since 2009. We relocated from the Schaumburg area into Edison Park. Couldn't be happier about that.
That's great.
We're an authentic Irish pub. Great food. Starting from anything American to anything Irish. So our special for Restaurant Week will be $17.95 for lunch or dinner, and you get, as Amanda said, appetizers, soup or salad, dessert, and then a list of some entrees on there. So, we're really excited. things are starting to pick up a little bit, and hopefully the momentum grows.
Yeah, and you got a nice banquet space upstairs as well. But Joe, talk to us about some of the your favorite dishes there.
Well, you know, on the entree section of our restaurant, we of course our Reuben is very well known. We're doing a short rib stroganoff, some great salads, a bountiful salad, which is grilled chicken, caramelized pecans, dried cranberries and apples. Our fish and chips, of course, is on there. Great cheeseburger and a grilled salmon. So we got something for everybody.
Love it. And what's your website?
www.curraIrishPub.com.
Beautiful. All right. Tavern on the Point, the new kid on the block, John Capetius. Tell us a little bit about your place.
We're Tavern on the Point. We opened up Edison Park's first and only rooftop. We got a 1,500-square-foot rooftop here in Edison Park. We're in our concept's Elevated American Comfort Food with a flair of whatever respective old country. What we did here in design is, a modern industrial. We brought a slice of, you know, what you would find in Lakeview or River North or Rush Street, and we brought it here to Edison Park. We are participating in Restaurant Week as well in the fixed menu. What we're doing is a $40 four-course meal, as everybody else was talking about. Some of the stuff that we're offering are prime steaks. An example would be a 6-ounce blue cheese crusted filet, perfectly cooked to, you know, your desire. Deliciously tender, served with roasted potatoes and a rich blue cheese sauce. Any appetizer, you know, off our menu that you'd like to choose, a salad and a dessert as well.
Awesome. And what's your website, John?
My website's tavernonthepoint.com.
Beautiful. Thank you so much. And we got Dominic Chest from Moretti's. Dominic, welcome in.
Hey, what's going on, Dave? So, yeah, we're actually the first Moretti's to ever open. That was in 1992. We have 12 locations, including one that we're opening in Lincoln Park next month.
Nice.
So we also have one of the largest patios in the neighborhood. And then for Restaurant Week, we are doing, for an appetizer, we're doing a meatball appetizer, a Brussels sprout, or a garden salad. And then for your entree, we're doing chicken parmesan, lasagna, chicken romano, angel hair pomodoro. And then for dessert, you have your choice of a brownie or a tiramisu.
And the website?
Moretti's.com.
There we go. All right. All right, and we've got Luis from K Onda. Luis, tell me what you got going on in the history of your place.
We've been open for about 3 years going on now. I mean, obviously, two of those are the pandemic, so it almost feels like we reopened this year, so that's exciting. For Restaurant Week, we are featuring our tacos. You're going to get an appetizer, an order of tacos, and a choice of one of our desserts. So all our tacos are up for grabs for whoever wants to try them.
Wonderful. And what is your website?
KeondaEdisonPark.com.
EdisonPark.com. Perfect. All right. And Zia's and Cafe Touche are participating as well. Edison Park Restaurant Week starts Monday. And for more, visit EdisonPark.org. My thanks to you and thanks, Amanda, for joining us. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thank you. All right. It's 720 WGN.